Behind every song is a voice, and every voice is a story. The journeys behind the voices brings life to the music that shapes each of us. Brought to you by Visible Music College and in partnership with the largest online Christian music site, New Release Today. This is Behind the Tunes, and I am your host, Austin Black. Together, we will explore those journeys, the journeys behind the artists that shape the landscape of today's music.
We're today on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios with Leanna Crawford. Learn all about her at leannacrawford.com. Leanna, thanks for hanging out today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
All right, I was reading up on you before we came on the show, and you are originally a Washington State girl. Is that correct?
That is correct, from up in the Northwest.
Up in the Northwest. And so I did a little reading on the state of Washington and got a few little facts here we want to talk about, all right?
No more than I do.
Well, you know, sometimes I like to dig a little deep, but these are pretty easy to find. The state dance of Washington, do you have any idea what it is?
No.
I couldn't, well, nobody does. Like, I live in Mississippi, but nobody knows what the thing.
I did swing dancing in high school. I was one of the really cool kids, so we would go swing dancing, but that's definitely probably not the state.
It's not swing dancing, but it's weird still. It's square dancing.
In Washington?
The state dance of Washington State is the square dance.
I thought that was like a southern.
I thought so too.
You know what? They're probably like, man, we don't have anything up here. Let's just steal it from Tennessee or something.
Take it from Tennessee.
Sure, so, but I've heard that, like, other states probably have that too. They probably were just like, we don't have anything. I don't know.
I need to do some research and be like, hey, we got a problem. Everybody's trying to square dance.
I'm trying to think. I think I did a square. I think I, if I'm remembering correctly, I did like a square dancing party when I was like middle school, high school.
See? And you were just living your best state life.
I didn't even know it.
They snuck it in on you. And you're fairly recently married. I know that. And to a guy that can shoot the basketball. But your home state, and if you didn't know this, you can use this in your next argument, all right? Okay. Is that your home state is home to the largest 3-on-3 basketball tournament in the world. Did you know that? Spokane.
Oh.
Hoop Fest.
I didn't know it was the largest. I know my cousins would go there every year growing up.
Like, yeah.
My uncle, big into basketball, so they would all go to Spokane. But I didn't realize it was the largest.
Yep. Largest 3-on-3 basketball tournament. Hoop Fest. Hoop Town is what Spokane's been nicknamed now, which I thought, okay, we're just making everything up.
Okay.
We're just making everything up, Washington.
Hoop Fest is what you said? Is that what,
yeah,
it's called?
Hoop Fest.
My
Hoop
brother
Fest
went
is
to
the
that too. I feel like my brother went. Maybe, I don't know, but I never went, but I didn't. That's very neat. I'm going to use that against.
See, people. You just hang up. You put it in your pocket.
But you don't have the biggest 3-on-3 in the world.
So you're pretty good at the basketball thing, but you know what you're not? You're not from the state with the biggest 3-on-3 tournament. So.
Yeah. I might not be able to shoot a basket, but it's fine.
My home state's got it.
Yeah,
just put it in your pocket. You just when you need it, just when you need it. And then last but not least, it's home to the world's largest freezer. Yeah, I thought the same thing. In Richland, Washington. Do you know where Richland is?
Yeah, I do. That's where my mom grew up.
Oh, well, your mom grew up in the town with the world's largest freezer. It can hold 350 million pounds of frozen food. Isn't that wild?
What?
I know. That's what I thought.
I had no idea.
I didn't either.
I'm going to ask my mom. Sure, she probably didn't know either.
Well, she will now. So, guys, you know, you guys can square dance while playing basketball and then just get some hamburgers out of the freezer and cook them up.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh my
gosh. Washington's always ready for a party, you know?
Yeah, always ready for a very interesting party. I'm gonna have to go find that freezer. I got heaven on my mind.
I got people waiting by. Close my eyes and I can see. Dancing on them golden streets. Got me dreaming of the day. Never leave, we get to stay. Till I see that welcome sign. I ain't even gonna lie.
Shining through, these birds are singing too. I'm happy to be with it, but can't wait for trumpet sounds. Oh Lord, I'm so grateful that today I am alive, but until the end of time.
Yeah, we're here with Leanna Crawford on Behind the Tunes. Learn all about her at leannacrawford.com. Well, Leanna, we're not here to talk about Washington State, as interesting as it is. We're going to talk about your journey. Leanna, what got you into music to begin with?
Oh, man. Also, sorry. I think that if you can hear that, my coffee machine is like turning off.
I heard it and I was like, that's probably me. No, it's fine. We're just here. Listen.
Sounds like an airplane. It's so loud. It's like, I love this coffee machine, but then it turns off if you don't use it after like 30 minutes. Anyway, sorry, but that is very loud. Yes, what got me into music? I always loved music. I was like, wow, that just continues on. It does not stop.
I'm here for it. Everybody listening, that's Leanna's coffee pot.
Yeah.
And it's right there. And I, you know, I saw you cut your eyes and I was like, oh, good, it's not me.
That's so terrible. That's so loud.
Oh, I love it.
It's very it's fine.
Listen, this is the living room show behind the tunes, coming to you from the living rooms of the world. We get what we get.
We get what we get.
We don't pitch a fit. Sometimes it's a coffee shop. I mean, I'm a coffee thing. Yeah. But that's fine.
How did I? The question was,
what got you into music?
Look, I mean music. Oh man, I loved music as like a little child. I was always like singing. I was always like, I don't know, singing for my family. I was a little bit like looking back, and I've said, but I was like a little obnoxious as a child because I was just singing so much. Like it was literally just like something I did. It was a part of me. I loved singing, and I think I like probably I just felt very like. I don't know, even from like a young age, it was just like, I feel like how I like worshiped and how I like connected to God. And then I also had a love for like just being like on stage and performing. And so I did a lot of musicals when I was little, and then like probably like 9 or 10. And then I did that through high school and I loved all the musicals. And then I started to like songwrite middle school, high school. And then I had a moment where I would say like, I really got into music. There were like several little things that happened probably, but like I started leading worship when I went to our church's youth group. Mm-hmm. And I realized I didn't really know anybody at youth group. And so I asked if I could join the worship team and I auditioned, and I never really led worship, but they let me on. And so I started leading worship at church and like loved it. And still I was like so awkward probably, and just like standing there, you know, like I just didn't know it, but I loved it and made some friends on the worship team. And then there was like a few different moments where I was feel like I really like was moved by like music was just how I like process things. And there's like this one specific moment, our youth group went down to Seattle. So we were like an hour north in our small little town. We went down to Seattle at the Key Arena at the time. It has a different name now. I don't know what it is, but Greg Laurie, Pastor Greg Laurie was doing like Harvest Crusade. And so we were like sitting way up top. And then at the end of his message, he gave an altar call. And I had like this perfect vantage point sitting like way up as like thousands of people flooded the floor. They had like an empty floor, and then he did the altar call. And like thousands of people flooded the floor to like accept Jesus into their hearts and like rededicate their lives. And I just like, it was so beautiful. As a 15-year-old girl, I was like watching this, and I would just like sat down and I just like broke down in tears. Mm-hmm. So how beautiful it was. And I went home that night and I wrote this song. I didn't really know guitar very good, like very well at the time at all. I still just kind of get by, but I just started playing and I wrote this song, and then I like played it at our little homeschool talent show. I was homeschooled. And that was kind of, I guess, maybe the start of it a little bit. And then when I was 16, I went on a mission trip to the country of Haiti. Our church had been going there for years and years. It's like the second biggest city, but there's like Port-au-Prince, which is mainly where like the earthquake happened in 2010. Mm-hmm. And there's Cap-Haitien, which is like maybe the second biggest city. But anyways, our church had been going to that area for a long time. And so went with them. And on that trip, it was the first time that I like really spent alone time with Jesus. So I like sat up on like the rooftop of this unfinished, you know, building we were in. And the sun was coming down. It was like winter in Washington, freezing. So I was just like loving the warm weather in Haiti, if I'm being honest. But like, I would just sit up there and journal. And I felt like God would like spoke to me on that trip that I was supposed to do music, which sounds like wild. And I don't know that I would ever, even up to that point, be like, oh, I felt like, you know, God, like I heard his voice. But I just felt this such, I felt so strongly that he was saying like, I want you to do music. And I was like, that's crazy. Cause nobody does that in my little town. I don't even know what that means. And it felt like, I was like, man, this kind of feels like maybe I want to do this cause I love this. But I remember I came home and I told my mom, and my mom was like, okay, let's, that's so amazing. Like, let's figure this out. And my parents are just like the biggest champions and they're so sweet. So we just kind of like started taking these steps and like, you know, I guess like figuring out how to do it, but again, no idea. And so I had written all these songs. So we went down to Seattle and these guys that were like rockers in the 70s, like recorded my songs. And it was like, it was my first time in like a real studio, and it was like so sweet and precious. And these guys just like made them like 70s rock. Like it was like, or I don't know, it was a vibe. Anyways, we continued on, and I went to a little Christian college for music business in Washington State. Cause at this point I like took a year off after high school. I was like really trying to pursue music and do some other things. And, I went to this little school for music business and, loved my experience there. I was there for 3 years, and kind of in the middle of being at school, I met an artist in the industry who kind of opened the door for me to come and like invite me out to Nashville. And so I started making trips during my junior year, and then my senior year of college, I ended up like moving out to Nashville, just because I felt like that was kind of the next step. And so been here for 6 years now, which is wild. But that's kind of, that was like a lot. I don't know if you wanted all of the history.
It was great. No, freaking love it. Yeah.
Oh, great. She's starting from when she was born, literally. So you're like, we're starting back in 95.
So the doctor picked me up.
The doctor knew I was going to be a singer. But really, that was way more than you asked for.
No.
That's the journey. I grew up like on a farm. We had horses.
Yeah.
And my job all growing up was like taking care of the horses. And my sister is 16 months younger than me. We also have two older siblings, but we would do horses together. But we're very, very close. We're all really close. But anyways, we're close. And we actually moved out to Nashville together because she didn't have opportunity at the same time. So we've been here together for 6 years and work together and like do the whole thing. But there was a while there where I was like, it's either like horses, like I'm either going to pursue this as like a trainer and like do the thing, or I'm going to do music. And I still like ride horses. We have like two horses here in Nashville, but anyways, music was the thing. So there's the history that you did not ask for, but there we have it.
We got dust on our Bibles, brand new iPhones, no wonder why we feel this way. Hey, how you been? It's been a while, and I'm just checking in. I miss the way things used to be back in 2017, and I just miss my friend. Hey, I've been fine. I've been struggling to find some peace of mind. It's the problem of a nation, and in our generation, we're too busy. We can't find the time. Are we busy, or is it all a lie? We got dust on our Bibles, brand new iPhones. No wonder why we feel this way. Bibles. You only get
back in 2017, and I just miss my friend. Oh, I just miss my friend. We got done. Got a couple problems, never seem to solve them. I keep thinking I'm letting you down. Still ain't making you proud. Still, why am I trying? Spinning my wheels up 100 mile hill, sliding back down till I'm stuck here in a standstill. But oh, that's when I remember he's working on me. Still changing me piece by piece. Such a long list of all the times you don't win. Trying to get it right, ain't getting it right. Still, always hating how that feels. But let me tell you, every rebel in the church got a story like yours. Till they read about grace in a verse and a couple red words come alive. And you realize he's working on me. When I'm hurting, my God's still working. When I'm reaching, when I'm searching, my God's still working. When I'm broken, hurting, when I'm still searching, my God's still working. When I'm stranded, reaching, I am believing. My God is, he's working on me. Still changing me piece by piece. I've never seen a morning the sun forgot to rise. In every single detail, you're faithful every time. I've never lived a moment that you weren't by my side. Cause you've never made a promise, turned around and changed your mind. You've never left me in the cold. Never hurt me or let me go. You never you won't start now. Have to wonder
If I'm on your mind, I'll never see you break through. Calm that isn't right on time. I know I won't be on my own. Whatever comes, you've never let me walk alone. Not even once. And you